You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly, Ray Parler. How are we doing?
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
Looking forward to this. Now, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the very latest odds and offers. Well, what a few days it's been. What about, well, let's start with, I think, the big one, White Hart Lane. Spurs 2, Chelsea 0. That goal just before halftime, Dele Alli header, was crucial. Tottenham marched into the dressing room, one up.
Yeah, brilliant game. Well, I wouldn't say it was a brilliant game, but it was a real intensity, good tactics from both managers. Well, we knew Conte was due, but Pochettino matched him up with the wing-backs. And I thought Wanyama was superb in midfield. I really did. Dembele. They really controlled it, because Kante and Matic, you think, oh, they're, you know, excellent players, but I thought they controlled that midfield area. That gave the license for Eriksen to get on the ball and people like Dele Alli to get forward. And I think that system suits Spurs, I really do, because Danny Rose is better going forward, Walker's better going forward.
Correct.
And I think the three centre-halves they play, Dyer, Vertonghen and Alderweireld, are very strong and, you know what you're going to get from them. Good defenders.
And we were talking about England weren't in big competitions with their two flying fullbacks. They should have done it. But look.
Great header, though, wasn't it? Brilliant header. Great goal. I think Moses was caught a little bit.
Eriksen, why did Spurs. It was perfect, because when Eriksen was on the ball, Dele Alli, whoosh.
Yeah.
Before he scored, Eriksen had a shot just past the right-hand post of Courtois. And you saw Dele Alli bursting in the box to try and get a rebound. So the warnings were there, and yet Chelsea let Eriksen get on the ball, just looked up, and we know his delivery is brilliant.
Absolutely. Great ball in it really was. And that's what Dele Alli can bring to you. You know, that's what, if I was Pochettino, I'd be saying to him, right, you make them darting runs from midfield, because, you know, as a defender, it's so hard to pick up, because the late runners is the worst nightmare for a defender. If you've got a player you're marking, he makes a run, you can go with him. But if you've got a late runner and the midfielder isn't tracking him, then that can cause all sorts of problems. And that's certainly what happened with Spurs. And great header, fantastic header. And then he done exactly the same second half. I mean, another brilliant. I thought Courtois could have been a bit more braver.
Yeah.
Like a Schmeichel. You know when Schmeichel used to jump in front of you? And really, in your face sort of thing. He sort of turned a little bit, and he more or less, whether he's on his own player, Spilio Quater, at the back post, I don't know. But it was a great performance from Spurs. Well, they controlled the second half.
Well, the whole of the Premiership was delighted. From a Chelsea point of view, there was a lot of disgruntled Chelsea fan. Well, he should have changed that after two. Come on, what a run they've been on.
Yeah.
And first half, they had a couple of half chances. Chelsea are still the team to beat.
Well, I'm pleased, Al, because they didn't beat our record. So that's the good thing. They drew with our record, but they didn't beat it. So that's a bonus for all the Arsenal boys in 2001, 2002. But I just thought Costa. Now, what do you make of Costa at the moment? I like it when he's a little bit more aggressive.
Angry. If I was a centre-half playing against Diego, I'd be patting the back. All right, you're having a great season.
He kept pulling out things.
If he falls, I'd be pick up, you get me. You know, you don't want to fight him. Just love him.
Do you know when the guy's going to kick it down the line? He was pulling out. I thought, that's not the old Diego Costa. I mean, look, he's tried to calm the way he plays, and because there's so many bookings and red cards and this, that, whatever. But that's what gives the best out of him, I think. They put Fabregas on, then he started to make a few runs at the end. I didn't see that before. Hazard, he had a little bit of trickery here and there. Looked like he could open something up. But in the end, Tottenham well deserved the win, and a fantastic win for them. And that really puts him in the hunt there.
Disappointment for Arsenal, disappointment for Liverpool. The Arsenal, can you believe that? 3-0 down, Ray.
I nearly turned it off, Al. I really did. This is a nightmare. I mean, the defending was one of the best. Bellerin was a little bit caught out. Whether a midfielder should have been tracking Daniels for the first goal. Second goal, very clumsy. Xhaka just pushed him over. He's going nowhere. Let him run alongside him.
I was 50-50. Is that a penalty? I'm not sure.
Well, I thought it was. I thought it was a penalty.
But I thought the third goal for them, little Scotsman,
that would have been 50-50.
He showed some pace, Fraser, didn't
he? Well, Bellerin is one of the quickest players in the Premier League, and he kept up with
him.
Even
more. Was going down that wing, the wee fella.
Unbelievable. I think he pulled his calf after that. He had to go off. He was running around.
Was that a foul, though? Well, I thought it was.
I think some risks would have given it, some wouldn't. That's the problem you have.
I'd back Arsenal 3-2, so I thought it was a foul.
Yeah, well, you needed a foul, but he took his chance, and he's been a revelation. He scored against Liverpool, didn't he? And I've never really seen seen him play, but you said he's a Scottish international.
He played under 21s. He's probably got a full cash.
I'm sure Gordon Strachan will be looking at him, surely.
Oh, must be. Must be.
They're struggling for players, aren't they, Scotland? That little dynamic player.
Must be. He was good on the ball. Gordon's forgot about. By the way, I'm not saying he's forgot about Fraser, but Charlie was. He's playing well for Stoke at the moment, but it seems as if Gordon's given up on Charlie. So the Arsenal 3-3.
So show a bit of character. Look, they come back. They got the goal. And, you know, they got the first goal was very vital. Gives them a little bit of a lift.
The second one,
brilliant goal. Pires, brilliant volley. And then
Pires is 48, living in Nice.
What? Pires. Sorry, you're right. Pires was a top player as well, by the way. 48, he's younger than me.
What about the other big shock? I think it was Liverpool, wasn't it? Sunderland, Liverpool.
Well, that gave David Moyes a little bit of a, you know, I think Klopp after. I think we've seen certain managers, though, getting a little bit aerated with the press, the English press. We saw Guardiola, now we see Klopp. We saw Klopp with the free kick for the penalty, the second one. I'm totally with Klopp. That wasn't a foul. Definitely wasn't a foul. But he's still got to defend it. He's still got to, you know, keep your arms to your side. It was a penalty, there's no doubt. His arm was right out and a penalty. But Defoe, again, takes his chances and a good point for Sunderland in the end.
It was. The other big talking point, Ray, West Ham, Man U. You know, the sending off.
The referees had an absolute Western super.
Well, I was panicking because I had 2-0, 2-1 United and I thought, oh, the floodgates are going to open.
Well, I don't mean 2-1. I mean, you look at Antonio's couple of chances he had.
Yeah.
You know, that header. Yeah. He just skimmed off his.
Did he bottle a wee bit?
He scored so many goals with his head this year. You think he's the perfect man.
The
one on one where De Gea saves. So West Ham had their chances, but, you know, look, it's been rescinded now. So that's good news for West Ham. He can play
good
the weekend.
For me, 2-0 as well. Get
well,
in
absolutely. 2-1 was bigger odds, though. 2-1 was bigger odds, though. That's only put. Hey? You know, 2-1.
Don't really do all this money. And I should have done it with Spurs as well. I thought about it. Anyway, a couple of casualties. I was talking about on radio just this morning, Ray. Paul Clement of Swansea, you know, ball accounts, Alan Curtis, who was on the touchline, he was in the dugout for the brilliant win.
Yeah.
Swansea beating Palace 2-1 at Palace. Then he gets a text the next day, he's out. Sorry, you're not part of my plans.
Oh, well, what can you say? He's bad. I mean, he's been there so many years, isn't he? He's part of the club.
I played against him.
Part of the furniture sometimes. And look, there must be a role somewhere he can play. And it's horrible to see when it happens. Look, Paul Clement will have his own people he wants to bring in, probably from when he was at Derby or whoever he's going to bring in. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, it's a shame for people like that. And, you know, no one likes to see an absolute legend at a club like Swansea that to lose his job. But that is the day and age of football. I mean, people lose their jobs every week now. And you know, we go down to League One, Justin Edinburgh just lost his job, doing a great job last season, got him up. And then suddenly he's lost his job. So, look, I think managers expect it now, or realistically they know if they don't get the right results, they're out the door.
What about now, Hull, Mike Phelan? We read that it was an argument over transfer or lack of transfer funds. I wonder if it was something to do with Snodgrass, trying to keep a hold of Snodgrass.
Well, I'm with Mike Phelan then, because how can you be bottom of the league and not invest?
Yeah.
If you want to try and stay in the Premier League, you've got to invest it.
Well, it's these dopey owners again, isn't
it? The club's been for sale for 3 years, Al. I mean, that's the big problem. Sell the club. You might take a little bit of a loss on it, but get out of it. If you're not interested in trying to compete in the Premier League, then let someone else have a go. Let another owner have a go. And now, I feel sorry for Mike Phelan.
Oh, and me. And the guy at Hull, Marco Silva, look, I don't want to start slagging people off or having a pop. I don't know what he's like. They tell me his English is not great.
Mm.
But I tell you what, he's a brave man. Oh, dear. I'll just run through them quickly. They've got United in the Cup. Let's not forget, why would you sack a manager? You got a League Cup final semi coming up. It's bonkers, isn't it? It's bonkers. So after the United in the Cup, they got Bournemouth at home. And wait till you hear this. This is frightening. Chelsea away, Man United away, Liverpool home, and Arsenal away.
Ooh,
see you later, mate.
There'll be a few hamstrings going
Marco Polo can get that one.
Yeah, I mean, good luck to him. I mean, it's going to be difficult, but he knows exactly what he's got to do. I think he plays after them, that run of games. You've got Burnley at home, which more or less, if you can get anything out of them games, they'd be
so
happy.
So Bournemouth home and Burnley home.
Burnley home, Bournemouth home. You've got to be looking at them two to get the 6 points. But, you know, if you can pick up a point here and there, you never know. You never know if the big sides have the off day and they can really set a cup final sort of thing. You never know. But I fear for Hull, one of my ex-clubs. I play 15 games for them. And I think with no investment, if you lose Snodgrass, they're absolutely knackered. Yeah. I mean, he's the one who scores goals.
Good player.
There was mention Etu for Hull as well. He was been touted around, 35 years old. I don't know where he's playing, in Greece somewhere at the moment. But he was touted around. But they need goal scorers. They've got enough goal scorers up front, a striker. Hernandez and that, not really pulled up trees. And, you know, it's one of them situations where
the semi-final, goals. Just before we move on, the semi-final against United, will he give 4 or 5 of his squad a good chance in this one?
Well, Jose, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what he does, because it's a semi-final. There's a Wembley appearance at stake here, another trophy. It's probably the least trophy you want to win, but it's still a trophy and it's a day out for the fans. So I think he'll put a strong side at himself.
Yeah.
I think he'll go for it. He's got the Europa League, we know. Premier League now, he's in great form. They've got a real good run going. So I think United will look at it and say, let's try and win a trophy.
United, Liverpool, Old Trafford, Man U, Liverpool coming up soon as well.
Well, there's some cracking games coming up. I mean, you look at the Premier League, it's been superb this year. Really has. And as you're right, Tottenham beating Chelsea, that just closes everyone up again and it makes it more interesting. Let's hope, going into the last 6-7 games, that 4 or 5 clubs got an opportunity to maybe win the league, which would be great.
Yeah. So this is Up Front with Alan Brazil. Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's the betting site for all sports punters. Great odds, markets, offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, and that's capital A, capital L, capital A, N, capital, of course, 60, ALAN60. Just visit betonbrazil.com. Enter the promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit and we will match your deposit up to £60. Doesn't have to be 60, but up to 60, we will match it. Also, look out for a daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only and offers for new customers only, please. Terms apply. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly. So, Ray, this weekend, hello, it's the FA Cup, the big boys are in there.
I used to love the FA Cup.
I did. Third round
was the hardest round, I thought. Third and fourth round, because
I used to love my away games, but Arsenal never get drawn away, do you?
Well, if you get a home game, you're happy. But away games, Al, I played in, do you know what, 1999, when Preston played Arsenal, and we was 2-0 down. In the first half, we end up coming back and winning 4-2. Petit scored 2 over Miles, and Luis Bonmorte scored 1. We end up, I think we got knocked out. This is the famous year then Ryan Giggs scored that wonder goal, Aston Villa, Villa Park, when he took his shirt off. So, you know, that just shows you how much the cup, we all love the cup. I mean, I was lucky to play in 5 FA Cup finals. So it's always been a very special trophy for myself. 1-4.
I've not even been in Wembley Dogs 5 times.
You've been plenty of dog tracks, though, haven't you? Not Wembley, though.
So can we pick a few shocks?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to the Watford v Burton Albion game. Yes, I am. And Burton, Nigel Clough, decent side. So Watford at the moment, they're on 3-4, aren't they, in the Premier League? They can't get a result from that.
They want to defend and couldn't tackle a fish.
I think Burton will go there. I'm sure a lot of these clubs will be taking lots of fans away from home, especially in the Premier League clubs. And I'm sure Burton will enjoy the day out. But I think, you know, this is a tough game for Watford. They need to bounce back. And I'm sure Massarari, the manager, will say, right, let's put a strong team out. Let's make sure we beat Burton. Because that can give that little bit of belief and confidence.
Yeah.
Sometimes you leave players out and you lose. What does that do for the team? So it's going to be interesting to see. But look, going for a few cracking games.
Sutton United, AFC Wimbledon. I think Neil Ardley's done a great job. So it's a local derby, isn't it? Wimbledon.
Yeah, good game.
I would like Wimbledon to, you know, I'd like them to go through. I like Neil.
Yeah, he's done a good job there. You know, so that Sutton United will be a packed house there. We know that. Just looking at a few looking at the top of the draw. Bolton Wanderers, Crystal Palace. So Sam Allardyce going back to his old club, which would be
Bolton are in good form.
Bolton in good form. So Palace, after that defeat against Swansea, they need to bounce back
as well.
So that could be a shot.
No,
that
Zaha.
No, that could be a shot.
And no, then Zaha. Sorry, Zaha.
Zaha, Zaha. What are you trying to sing now? What? Looking at a few more, your old club, Ipswich.
Oh, 8,000, 9,000
Lincoln City. Lincoln City,
coming.
Top of the league.
The Imp Army are on their way.
Yeah, they're
coming top of, in rowing boats over the Wash down to Suffolk.
They are top of the league, having a good time at the moment, so that's a tricky game for Ipswich.
Norwich, Southampton. Do you see Southampton a bit of trouble? Fonte wants to go. No, I don't know if Van Dijk's back, but Fonte said, no, I'm leaving.
Well, you've got to look at this game. Norwich had a must. Well, they've been struggling this season as well, haven't they? I mean, Championship is the most important thing for them. But
yeah, but they're seventh? No, are they about eighth or ninth?
Well, they had that big win.
That Oliveira got
weekend.
A beautiful hat trick, didn't he?
Yeah.
Over Derby.
Good win the weekend.
So he's playing well.
Rotherham United playing Oxford United. Oxford going well at the moment. So that could be a shock. Then we look further down. Wickham Wanderers v Stourbridge. The only.
Have a guess who's in goal for Stourbridge.
I won't have a clue.
Come on, have a go.
Can I guess? He's got to be 40s.
Bobby Gould's grandson.
Oh, right, okay.
His goalkeeper.
So what was his... his son was called... Celtic.
His son is...
He's a goalkeeper as well.
He's a goalkeeping coach at West Brom. So that's the dad. Mm. And his name is...
I don't know.
I
tell you what.
Let me go down that pub. My memory's gone.
You're having a Western soup, aren't you, these days?
What
was the other day when we was in on the radio and we said, The Soprano's Wife?
Oh, no.
And he said, give me anything on The Soprano.
I know.
Not all this rubbish.
Carmella. Had a blank.
And do you remember the son's name?
AJ.
And the daughter's?
Meadow.
Well done. he knows it now.
Jonathan Gould,
yeah.
His dad.
They had a bit of help there. Was you trying to look at Google then or what?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Where else have we? Let's have a wee look. Brentford, Eastleigh. I think Eastleigh go
Martin
out.
Allen.
Yeah.
Martin Allen,
yeah,
Eastleigh.
Of course it
yeah,
is.
Martin Allen going to Brentford.
Of course it is. Good show.
So that is
Barrow, Rochdale. Crikey, there'll be three men in a whippet there, eh? Barrow against Rochdale.
And look at
this. Rochdale are going really well, aren't they?
And then Sunday's games else and all
Wait,
the big...
Where is Barrow?
No, Rochdale flying.
Barrow Ireland, Wales.
I wouldn't have a clue.
That's up Cumbria.
But Rochdale going well. So you'll expect Rochdale to get a result there. Sunday games out, Cardiff, Fulham. Fulham
well,
been
Warnock,
doing really well. And Neil Warnock would want a good cup run.
Just beat Villa, didn't they? And he said we deserved it. Liverpool, I think there's about 11,000 Plymouth fans. The Green Army.
Yeah.
Going to Anfield.
Again, these are going to go enjoy this. Look, what an opportunity for these guys. They might never not go to Anfield ever in their lives. And there's clubs playing there, so you've got to go and support them. Peterborough will be the same.
Posh got to Chelsea.
Yeah, you've got to fancy Liverpool-Chelsea there. And then Middlesbrough v Sheffield Wednesday is a good game. Middlesbrough, not filing, they can't score goals at the moment. They just bought Guest Ed
from what?
Blackburn.
For
£6 million quid.
Well, they need a fuel clearing.
So I think it's a good... that's a good signing.
Not good enough for Villa. How's he going to do it for Middlesbrough?
When you buy these sort of players, you know that you can get that probably back in the Championship again. If it doesn't work out for him, they get £4 or 5 million back.
But he's not getting a game in the Championship, is he? He's not playing regularly.
Well, he's an option from the bench. If you want to be a bit more direct, he's a perfect man.
To move a bench.
And... But you've got to get the ball wide and get the balls in
the
box.
It's not that bad, is it?
No, you're bang out of order.
I know. What about Villa? I can't see Villa going to Spurs and getting in.
Well, again, these clubs, it's all about who they rest. You know, who's going to be left out? I'm sure, look, going back to my old team, Arsenal playing Preston. Sanchez and people like that won't play. So Preston, Simon Grayson, we had him on the radio the other day, Al. Going really well in
this. Ozil's in bed with the flu.
Well, he trained yesterday.
I think Koscielny's struggling as well.
Well, I think he'll be okay as well.
I think he's
had a tight
hamstring.
Yeah, but this is a big decision they've got to make. They need to rest players, but it's getting the right blend. You know, you can't rest everybody. I think Aaron Ramsey, I spoke to him yesterday, and he'll be going with a squad. He'll start because he hasn't played much games. Xhaka, they ain't got no midfielders at the moment. El Neni's gone.
What about Xhaka?
I like him. I think he made a mistake the other night. He won't. He's probably the poorest game I've seen him play against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
But since then, you're gonna have a poor game here and there. But I think he's showed enough that he's gonna improve and get better. So I don't mind him. I think he's been decent.
Cambridge, the Abbey Stadium, going really well. Sean Derry.
So is Leeds United.
By the way, it just shows you. I backed. I better not say this, but I will. I backed Dover to beat Cambridge.
What?
They should have beat them.
What
in
are
the
you
replay
doing, Dover. Have you got nothing better?
Because my cab driver, Billy the Cab's brother, is the coach at Dover.
Don't you like talking to your wife or something?
And they had a chance to win it.
You drive a bet Dover.
Since then, Cambridge haven't looked back. Sean's doing a great
Does
job.
Does Mrs. Brazil know you bet Dover?
She doesn't know a bit. He doesn't know a bit. So a good one, Leeds, that'd be.
Leeds are flying. Gary Monk, again, you talk about supporters. I don't know how much the away-in's got at Cambridge, but Leeds will be our favourite.
Played there in the Wilhar Cup pre-season for Ipswich.
But they'd be so excited this year, wouldn't they, Leeds? I think Leeds now are generally
Could
very
be coming up.
Very happy how their club's been run on and how it's going with Gary Monk, because they had that real period when we're in League One and
Ray,
everyone was looking at it and going,
50,
oh, what's
new
a nightmare? 50%
owner. He's coming, he's a multi, he's got hundreds of millions. He was, he had something to do with football, television, or it might have been online or something, but he sold out for, I think, 700 million.
So I think now.
So
there's a wow factor now for Leeds fans. They've had, look, after getting in the Champions League semi-finals and whatever, you know, suddenly their club went downhill, like a lot of clubs have done. Charlton, clubs like that, and Sheffield United, another one. But now I think they see the light at the end of the tunnel, the supporters, and hopefully Leeds, because they deserve the crowd and support. You know, I'd love to see them back in the Premier League.
At home. Have a look, Millwall at home.
Yeah, they are, Bournemouth.
They had some bad news broke this morning. That it could be a compulsory purchase on the new ground, the new den.
Oh, right.
Lewisham Council. Councils are all skint, and there's such a big area around it, they might have to say, I'm sorry, guys, you're going to have to move again.
Joking. Well, yeah, that's not good
Town.
News.
Millwall going
no.
to Canning Town?
No. That definitely won't happen. Not the West Ham side, no chance.
No.
But yeah,
so
they've got Bournemouth.
That's worrying, and Charlton could be another target.
But yeah, Millwall going well. Millwall doing all right. Bournemouth will go there, and look, I think Eddie Howe, all these sort of sides who are going to be mid-table, why don't we have a great cup run? Because then, you know, you've got every opportunity. The big sides who are in the Champions League and Europa League, they might rest players for certain games.
Yeah.
But people like Bournemouth, Stoke, all teams mid-table, Mark Hughes must be saying, let's have a real good cup run. We could get to the quarters,
yeah,
and you never know. You never know what can happen then.
And just finally, you wouldn't have seen a paper this morning, but you've
What
been
do you
down,
mean I wouldn't have seen a paper?
Because you've been,
well,
down the, you've been down the gym.
Yeah, they've got papers in the gym.
No, they don't. You've been down the gym. So Arsenal,
in the sauna?
You won't believe it, they've just bought an A380. You know the A380s there, the
planes.
Of the jumbo jet,
yeah.
All decked out, Arsenal colours, pictures of the players on the side, bar at the back.
Oh, well,
it's sensational.
I might
honestly
try and get on that. Bar Munich game.
I've been on one, and the bar is unbelievable. You get 20 people around the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why buy one of them, go that expense for one game away in Europe?
Wow. You know, it never surprised me you don't. They'll get a few. Bayern Munich, well, they're looking at the long term, aren't they, Al?
Are they?
Oh, I'm sure they are. But how big is this plane? Massive.
It's a 380. It's a job.
That will go all around the country?
Oh, God, yeah, you can go to... can you go? No, you can't go direct to Australia, but you can get...
Yeah.
Well, they go to Australia.
I'm sure they'll be using it a lot, put it that way.
Yeah, it's a beauty. But you know what could be embarrassing?
What players are on the side?
I'm coming to that. They've got Giroud.
Right.
They've got Ozil. They've got Sanchez.
No.
And they might depart.
Well, yeah.
They could be jumping on a plane. See
they
you
might
later,
be
Arsene.
They might be painting it again then, or spraying it.
Yeah, exactly. They could be gone.
Well, let's hope not, from Arsenal's point of view. But we'll have to wait and see on that. There's a lot of guys signing new contracts. I think Giroud's just signed a new contract, and Koscielny has, which is good news.
Why is he pushing Sanchez wide? When Giroud comes in, he pushes Sanchez wide. Sanchez is through the middle. He's got it wrong there, Arsene.
Well, he can put him... I think they should play two up front. Pete Sanchez and him up front. Mm. Why not?
It's got to be central. But he said today in the papers, Mr. Wenger, Sanchez is mentally shattered and physically shattered.
He's got a bit of a break now. So he'll be having a week off, maybe.
I don't think he wants a break, mate.
Well, I think he wants to win. I think he's gone back to well, the FA Cup. There's always going to rest him anyway. So why leave him in England when he can go home, see his family? So I think that's what's happened. He's gone back to see his family, and let's hope he comes back recharged, ready to go for the next. Because as I said before, Tottenham have done everybody a favour. Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal,
United,
and done themselves a favour, obviously as well. So it really tightens it up, and let's hope for a really good run in second half of the season. And there's loads of people dropping points and people getting back into it and being great into the season.
Nice one, Ray. That was Up Front with Alan Brazil and the Romford Pelly. Ray Parler, thank you.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.